This episode of the Columbia Basin Herald Studio Basin Podcast is brought to you by the Moses Lake Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber works to help businesses in and around Moses Lake flourish through networking opportunities, member-to-member savings for products and services, and connecting businesses with the resources they need to make Moses Lake a wonderful place to live, work, and play. For more information, visit moseslake.com or call the Chamber at 509-765-7888. Also, a quick shout out to the Ephrata, Quincy, South Grant County, and other chambers of commerce in our coverage area. Y'all have been doing some wonderful things in the community lately, and we just want to make sure that you know that we see you out there. So thank you for that, especially with elections. You often partner with us to cover, getting forums set up and getting that hosted and out there. So thank you for that. I'm Rob Miller. I'm the editor here at the Columbia Basin Herald, and I'm in the studio today with our sports reporter, Ian Bavona. We're going to have a little bit shorter podcast this time around simply because Ian's got to go. There's state football going on, and yep. Or the lead up to state football at the very least, and folks are busy. And, you know, if you're traveling out there, just be safe heading out to the games. A couple of key highlights, of course, Election Day was earlier this week, and we just wanted to point to a couple of things on elections that we've followed pretty closely. Just so folks know, Catherine Christian maintained her seat on the Samaritan Hospital Board with, 61.83% of the vote. As compared to Elliot DeLong at 38% of the vote. That one, there was a bit of a mix-up with candidates earlier this year where Brandon Penix had filed to run for that, but his filing was, he had some confusion on that with where he resided, not necessarily being in the coverage area or the borders of the district, so that got changed up, and Mr. DeLong ended up being on the ballot. With that, joining her, Dale Paris is going to be on the board there with a little over 67% of the vote versus Joseph Akers. And then the big story, I think, is going to be the Moses Lake School Board. We had some change-ups there. Shannon Hintz was replaced for the Director 1 position by Amy, and I know I'm going to mess this one, Breitenstein, who received 50.32% of the vote so far. Now, that one's pretty close, so it could be that Ms. Hintz is able to capture the last of that as they're finalizing the vote counts, you know, with it's a little bit closer race. Then we have Kieran Jensen is going to take on Alana DeGoyer's position for seat 5. Ms. Jensen received a little bit more than 60% of the vote, and Carla Mayberry Urias has ousted Susan Freeman from her position on the board. Ms. Urias received 53.73% of the vote at last count that we examined. And then over in Ephrata, Mike Flerkins has defeated Jordan Hansen 53.4% to 46.15%. So that's kind of where we're at now with elections. The other thing, kind of some good news. I don't know about you, Ian, but I have a soft spot in my heart. I think most of the community should probably know this now. For, you know, the furry, four-footed family members that we all know and love. There's good news coming out on that. Recently, the Grant County has agreed, and the City of Moses Lake has also agreed, to help Grant County Animal Outreach build a new facility kind of over by the fairgrounds next to the dog park there. So both of them are going in there. If I recall correctly, folks may want to double check our website and read the story. Not so subtle hint, but I think both of them cleared up to $1 million for that project to get things set up. You know, and then with Adams County Pet Rescue. I know the county is working to see what they can do to help out there as well, but Othello has earmarked $50,000 in their preliminary budget to help ACPR stay in business. They've had a lot of challenges over the last few months, and it's just been kind of difficult, you know, with the end of the pandemic, mm-hmm. and, you know, of course, the human population is not, you know, rising like the dog population is, so there aren't enough homes for pets, you know, nationwide, not just in our area. But at the end of the pandemic, a lot of folks that have gotten pets, you know, unfortunately, they've made the sad decision to abandon their pets and mm-hmm. different things. And that's led to a crisis across the country, but especially in rural communities like Grant and Adams County, you know, where we're looking to make sure that things are taken care of. So seeing this additional funding go towards those things is important, and it's vital for our quality of life and also our community safety. Just a few weeks ago, there was a lady that was mauled to death down in the Tri-Cities area, mm-hmm. and you know, if we can do whatever we need to do to avoid that and keep puppers and cats in happy homes, then I think we're all for that.
Definitely.
And before we move into sports, one last thing, just I wanted to say thank you to my fellow veterans for your service. You know, we really appreciate you. There are events in Quincy and in Ephrata this weekend that we hope you'll get out to attend and support the folks at the American Legion in Ephrata and with the local group over in Quincy that's doing that. There's coverage of that on our website if you want to go and see what those events are all about. But, you know, it's a parade, so of course there will be candy, and if you have a sweet tooth, you got to do what you got to do. With that, let me introduce our sports segment, which is brought to you by Sue's Gift Boutique at 212 West 3rd Avenue in Moses Lake. Stop by Sue's to explore a variety of items, including ladies' apparel, candles, hobo purses, items for infants, Ilse Jacobson shoes and jewelry. Stop in and support a Columbia Basin business with local roots. Also, you know, you never know when you might find, you know, your favorite sports team's, you know, paraphernalia in downtown if you happen to be in that area. So with that, how are things looking for your weekend as we're going to run into state play and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, it's been a busy week so far with state volleyball, which we'll get into in a little bit. But this weekend, we've got two local games going on. We've got Royal Football playing Eatonville this afternoon on Friday, which is where I'm going to be going right before we finish recording. So, and then Saturday, ACH is going to be playing Concrete at 1 p.m. In Moses Lake, and then we got two road games as well. Ephrata is playing at North Kitsap on Saturday, and then Othello is playing on the road against Enumclaw on Saturday as well. That Othello and Enumclaw game is a matchup of last year's quarterfinal game, so that'll be an exciting one. I know Enumclaw is off to a really good start this year. I think they're undefeated, and they've just been putting points on the board like crazy. So we'll see if that Husky defense can contain them in that first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, I've heard that those Concrete fellas are some hard hitters. You know? sorry. I couldn't resist the pun.
I'm sure there will be some sort of pun in the headline on in Tuesday's paper when that story comes out.
I'll try and resist, but we'll see how that comes out. Of course, it depends on how the teams play out. Either mm-hmm. way, you know, I mean, it sounds like we've had a lot of teams with really good seasons this mm-hmm. year. And so it's going to be... I think it's going to make for a really fun to watch set of state games, and you know, the state tournament overall is mm-hmm. going to be fascinating to just see how much these really hardworking teams are out there kind of plowing ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
And either way, they've made the Basin prep. So
yeah, definitely. And those are the four teams that made it to their respective state playoffs, but there's numerous around that were a win away from making it to their postseason brackets. You know, Moses Lake missed it by one game. Moses Lake Christian Academy missed it by one game. Quincy missed it by one game. So there's a lot of teams that are right on the edge, and they're just missing out by a little bit. But see if they can come back a little stronger next year.
Right. And, you know, I think one of the teams that really impressed me was MLCA.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's their first year with a football program and they went undefeated for as long as they did.
Yeah.
Just, you know, kudos to those kids for going out there working their tails off, and to the coaches who just built them up enough to be able to do that walking in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just absolutely incredible. So you can't be everywhere at once, obviously. So what I would encourage folks to do, we want to cover all the games. We've only got Ian and the rest of us help out where we can. But if you're out at a game and you don't see someone running around with a camera and a Columbia Basin Herald lanyard on, please make sure take a couple photos for us and send them in. We love those reader-submitted photos,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it where we can call the coach, kind of talk through how what went well in a game, what didn't go well in a game, and still get coverage out of your favorite team. You know, I mean, we're a group of four or five folks up here,
yeah.
and we're trying to hit 12 schools running 2 to 4 sports at a time most of the school year. So any help that you can get would be appreciated. And if you see Ian out there, make sure that you keep a close eye on him for us up here at the Herald. You know, he's a good guy, but, you know, give him a hard time if you can. It just, you know, a little bit. It'd be good. But anything else we need to hit on the sports front?
This week I was at the 1B and 2B state volleyball tournaments in Yakima. We had 4 teams playing there, Soap Lake and ACH in the 1B bracket, and Warden and Lynn Ritzville Sprague in the 2B bracket. ACH and Lynn Ritzville Sprague ended up bringing home trophies. ACH took home a 4th place finish, and the Broncos made it to that state championship game but ended up losing to a really tough Manson team. We will have stories on both of those placings in Monday's issue of the Columbia Basin Herald, so be sure to check that out.
Okay.
And then also this week, we got one more state tournament. I know it's crazy. There's a lot going on. Moses Lake Girls Swim and Dive is over in Federal Way for the 4A Girls Swim and Dive State Championships. There are 7 Moses Lake swimmers who will be competing in 11 events, including 3 relays. Junior Catherine Duvall, sophomore Bria Bodenman, senior Kira Michi, junior Adelaide Jensen, senior Isabel Parrish, who we just had a feature on in the Columbia Basin Herald. You can check that out online or in the paper as well. That was in Thursday's issue. Junior Allie Hines and junior Julia Heaps. So yeah, congratulations to all the Mavs who made it onto states. I know they placed 4th last year. I know they're aiming for another high finish this year. So, and we will have a story next week on how they ended up doing.
See, and like I said, Ian can only be in one place at a time and whatnot. But if you do have those photos, you can send them to him at iBivona, that's iBivona, at ColumbiaBasinHerald.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's easier and you don't remember that, you can send them on to me and I'll get them to him at editor@ColumbiaBasinHerald.com. Overall, though, we just want you to know we appreciate your readership going into the holidays. Take care of each other out there. Be kind to each other. Support your local student athletes, support your local first responders, because we're going to be heading into icy weather pretty soon. We want to make sure that we've got folks that can be safe and get us all home safely.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else we need to hit with sports before I read us out here?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right, then I'm going to go like an auctioneer, and we'll catch you over to that next game. So the Studio Basin Podcast is produced by the Columbia Basin Herald, a local newspaper serving Grant and Adams counties in central Washington State. Our publisher is Clint Schroeder, and our regional general manager is Bob Richardson. Our managing editor is myself, Rob Miller, and our reporting staff consists of senior reporter Cheryl Schweitzer, staff writer and paginator Joel Martin, sports reporter Ian Bivona, and our newest writer, staff writer Gabe Davis. The Columbia Basin Herald is published 5 days a week in print and online. The paper's website is www.columbiabasinherald.com. To provide feedback on the paper or the podcast, please email me at editor@columbiabasinherald.com. In addition to that, don't be afraid to check us out. Our other publication we put out is the Basin Business Journal, covering local agriculture, business, industry, all that kind of stuff. Just basinbusinessjournal.com. Y'all take care of yourselves out there, and try and stay warm.